accumulate any within like five
Not a real life citizen. I'm sorry. That should respond to me in a proper manner. I think it's a good idea because no second number feeling very well. Don't look at my style that I got on my head. I'm not very well. I wanted to talk more about the presentation and all this. But I never indicate to the department that we don't want to take for that thing. But it seems to be the same thing that we're talking to them for many, many times. We don't like that because I think really we are mentally capacitated as it is called. We understand everything. We can see where we are giving us the baby. Nevertheless, Chairperson, I agree with you to say that this is to Akasika, but I'm fighting for the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. We come to the responses of the department after the Inkata presentation. I'm sure the department is not the comment of the members, so there is a response. They also see some of the comments. Chairperson, I know you are not that well, but glad to see you back in action. Inkata.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I know all of you did not pray for me except for that beautiful lady there. Thanks for your prayer. But I also know, Madam, and you also said a little prayer for me.
the lady in your character?
Yes.
Oh.
You were like, no, really, it was all fair. It happened somewhere. Honorable Chairman, or Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, Honorable Members of Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, my Honourable Minister of Communicating and my Honourable Deputy Minister of Communicating, I just want to express our sincere gratitude for the guidance you have given us thus far. We are not there yet in the Zeldena, as in Hanbayo. But I can safely say that we are seeing where we are going. It is not as bad as it was before. And I also wanted to express my sincere gratitude to Nombuiso Party. During my sickness, she took over the helm of ICASA. And to be quite honest, he managed it better than I would have done. And I appreciate it. Yeah, it just shows you that there is positive movement at ICASA. And we are extremely grateful to you, members of Portfolio Committee, for having permitted Pakami Onga to join ICASA. There is vast improvement, and I'm sure when we start looking at our aims and aspirations based on our strategic objective, you will also see vast improvement. Most of what we are saying now is really based on objective condition of what we can do. And with your consistent scolding and support that we always receive, whenever we come to the house, we may not be very highly informed, but when we get out of that door, we are much better. So, in that spirit of collegiality, I can assure you that we will continue to improve ICASA, not for ICASA's sake, but for the country at large. And I must say too, the guidance that we have received from DOC has improved markedly. Some of you here have mentioned something about statistics. I can say this thing that don't always trust foreign statistics. Also trust your own statistics. I think the person who has made us aware of that is Bongo Swahane, where he showed that World Economic Forum and other statistics that we find, sometimes they are biased. But we in South Africa must start developing our own indigenous statistical information in order to have a better feel of where we are going. And he presented that in that place next to CSIR. And we need more of that type of to measure ourselves. Not that we are trying to be parochial and provincial to our doing, but there is a lot more that South Africa is doing, which is totally right. But we don't take stock of some of these things. Yes, there are a lot of job calls that are still here and I saw you when we begin to look at consumer in a different eye. For instance, whenever our minister, deputy minister goes to rural areas, she always extends an invitation before the CASA to accompany her. That is a very, very good move because we become participant observers of how these things are done. So we really appreciate that. And you also, I want to say to you, Honorable Chair, by showing us that where you cast and bring your own visits, you can no longer do that because there is this beautiful lady called Unasi. She accompanies you wherever you go and she brings the information to my office. So you can see, we are now inextricably interwoven. You know, we are that a child in CASA. You are our bosses. So are you.
If we have said that to I think we must conclude. Or
yeah. Now I conclude with a ban. At a ban stage, I'm not saying anything, but Basi, you take over. Thanks.
Chairman of the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Member of Parliament, Minister, Deputy Minister, Member of the House, good morning. Today, CASA is represented by the Chair, myself, Mr. Palamino Pongwane, Peter Scott, Christian Sanga, Nancy Bangani. They are going to be assisting us in the presentation today. Next slide. We have check out the table of contents, the four main tags, subheadings. We have political backgrounds, housing relations, affairs to retail writers, the CASA between the 10 and 30 pushing regulation and conclusion. We are connected with the CASA's mandate. We all know CASA is established in terms of the CASA Act of 2000. This one is to regulate electronic communication, broadcasting and postal sectors in the public interest, ensure affordable services of high quality for all South Africans, assign spectrum to licensees, issue licenses for electronic communication assets, services, electronic communication services, broadcasting services, and postal services, protect consumers from unfair dealing with technical and poor quality of service, enforce compliance with the rules and regulations. This is just some of the things that are based on the current and entirely consistent. Once you have a background, as we all know that climate policy, they can show fine our case that we can show fair and practice supervision of condition of virus community by the on slide 6, background. CASA is mainly following government policy, which says that they show fair return prices through promotion of competition, were guided by Competition Act of 1998 and the Electronic Communications Act of 2005. Implementing of policy evaluates bottlenecks to competition. Such bottlenecks are very common in the supply chain, such as in the communication. The principle that has been practiced because of the regulation is regulated for public workers, publishing and foster competition in the electronic communications and protection sector, encourage innovation in all the sectors that we regulate. What are we supposed to do in terms of promotion of fair practice under the Electronic Communication Act? According to me, regular practice is where there is lack of special conditions in a particular matter. And what are we expected to do? To evaluate the value chain over which the resource services are provided. Regulate to reduce continent to fair competition. That's a bit of a of the institution from 1993 to 2010, insofar as the constitutional state process is concerned. There has been a demand regulation which is supported penetration of mobile services. The population coverage is greater than 95%, with the geographic coverage of 78%. And we are saying it's time to change. The need for greater competition, need for lower prices, increased resolution, then you say, from what you had enacted before and to the best intervention, because before 2007, operator files and communicated with CASA, and CASA was expected to approve those agreements. So in 2007, we came up with a final statement on definition of cost elimination. Stakeholder engagement for following year on process conduction market reviews. 2009 was the first to submission for evaluation of effectiveness of competition in the market. 2010, public consultations on cross regulations were held, and we just had the final regulation in October 2010. So that is all of the process. Now, we want to have an illustration of how this is discussed in the market. We have online call determination. As you see on the left, we have origination, and on your right, we have termination. So the step one is the end user, a step called end user B. Step two, network A is the call to its own network end user B. Effectively, the outcome here with a completely controlled variable by system. This is the rhythm. Why CASA tends to regulate call termination so that it breaks that control. Often calls and termination. Step one, end user starts the call to end user B. Network A will support network B. Step three, network B supports end user B. Network B has a premium on the retail side. Often calls and termination. Network B travel network A, A termination rate. This is a positive of the network A. The higher the termination rate, the higher network A's overall cost. The return price can never be lower than the termination rate. It acts as a cash flow. Lower costs make lower return prices possible. Lower termination rates allow challenger networks to drop prices, gain market share. We have seen this recently with the 99% coming by Celsius. The end of the 2010 market review, this is how the market is looked by revenue. We are saying that this means that the market is effectively competitive, both on the NTN and counter-billing binding power. They can detect the and the Picasso's solitary condition, it says, condition rate must be cost-based, one of the ATM must charge cost-based rate, if metric given smaller currency, these are the rates that the cost-based given condition. Currently, what still at Picasso's the end of February, the rate is at 40 cents, which is about 59% margin. In line with our budget suggestion 2010, these are what we expected and we published within our budget suggestion. The authority expects the following to be visible outcomes of the reduction in wholesale voice contamination. The reduction in the barriers to entry for competitors is competing for a broader spectrum of the retail market. That is, smaller entities are expected to move away from a pure niche retail market focused towards a greater overall participation in the provision of services to all consumers. The reduction in the price charged to an end user for a voice complaint from a fixed location to a mobile location. An increase in dynamic pricing packages for voice calls to the network of licensing offer television to a mobile location, reduction in the cost of doing business for parents, you will see most of these things did not happen. This slide illustrates the impact of the rate reduction on telecom. Why we are making the example about telecom, everyone will know that before, just after 1994, telecom was actually the person that was subsidizing water from any of the market. So after the reduction, we see that Telkom's net position has improved by 7% based on the cost for the price reduction. Now we put that we make the link between wholesale and retail rate for net cost. This conceptual demonstration shows that a reduction in communication rate does create a space for smaller. For smaller operators to reduce retail prices and therefore to reduce prices. The reduction in termination rate is not reflecting a direct link to the retail price. That's what we have seen. In our viewpoint, the reduction in termination rate has actually assisted smaller operators such as Celsius and they were able to compete in the market by offering better packages, but firstly, the packages to their own use, which is what we have seen in the market. This slide shows the impact on retail prices. The circle that we see in the red circle represents an increase in traffic because of lower prices. This means that consumers will make more calls if prices are lower. Vodafone reported in its December 2013 update that it did experience an increase in calls and revenue because of their prices in their annual report. In 2010, Mr. Nombulo Mgodi, Managing Director of Telkom South Africa, made the following statement. Following notification for mobile cellular operators, Vodafone and MTN in respect of the reduction of their mobile cellular payments, as from 1st March 2010, Telkom has decided to give 100% pass-through of this reduction to the company with its customers to boost to mobile costs. This will see Telkom dropping its peak rate for 6 kilowatt calls from 1 March 2010 by 236 cents, resulting in Telkom's customer now paying 145 per minute for conventional calls as opposed to 196 in 2009. This will translate to a reduction of approximately 2% in use to mobile cost charges for customers. This is the opposite in customer operations. Different operators behave differently after the 2010 reduction. Fixed operators reduce costs to mobile operators. Newer dropped the prices by 21%. Telecom previously dropped the cost by 50%. The next slide should actually show the fact that mobile operators will not reduce costs to fixed operations. They say to mobile operators, they never have a different call rate between mobile to mobile and mobile to fixed. In essence, the call to this night represented storytelling and the failure to change this after content was tradition per se to this first turn stack and outlook. Then move to the Christian question and listen. There are two major left to deliver the matter. Termination rate still represent high cost of doing business. As you can see, a telecom operator is just daily shown on the presentation. Maybe 2014 we made the following termination. Currently, the not adequately reflect cost. The market remains to be effective in competitive. Needs to change innovation rate and introduce greater estimate for a shorter period of time. Next slide. This slide is what we contain in our final declaration. We got an upper rate and we have seen that one of the major things that the bigger operators are complaining about is the activity rate, the one that this 1st of March 2014 is starting at 40%. As compared to our population. We had proposed a 7-year ACT rate in the class population. Now we shortened it to a period of over 4 years and we made it more effective. And this is where people's way to see our characters have contained on the one that starts with 4.2, 14, and 37. It must be noted that in 2017, only those that can see that has a large share of less than 10% of the retail revenue in this relevant market don't qualify. One of the things that now we're looking at is our reform was for 2014-2015. The CASA intends to deal with a specific promotion that leads customer first to become. Advertising tariffs never reflect the actual cost. Vodacom discussion tariffs is 46 cents per minute. This is in line with their December 2013 quarterly update. Vodacom effective tariff of 50 cents indicates that the majority of calls are originating in 2013 less than 38 termination rate of 50 cents at a time. This is an indicator of cost of regulation prices, which is slightly below the cost of the low cost gain market advantage. The real cost of termination of termination is far lower than what we are currently expecting. And we've seen this in the market, the promotions that have been traveling around. And the one that we have observed, even when we go to our consumer approaches, is the payment of the first minute every call and get the rest of your hours up to an hour. That similar thing, whoever holds a setting for an hour. So that promotion sometimes that confuses people. So these are the things that we should be dealing with. Just as a way of example, the average effective tariff per minute is actually 50 cents. However, promotions such as the Vodacom daily recall bring the call tariff down to a daily system. So every day extra promotion brings the cost tariff down to 23 cents. Both of the rates are significantly below the current termination rate of 40 cents. The driver has no way of knowing beforehand how much they will pay for a call. Some operators use dynamic pricing, which prices calls depending on the location and time, then tell you a certain discussion, not the actual rent you pay for. Also continue with the 2014-2015 CASA plan. The CASA intends to review the way tariffs and promotions are submitted to the authority. We look at online versus offline pricing, tariff transparency, length of time of promotion. Our goal is to ensure consumers will know what the cost of a call will be before they make it, and it will allow them to make informed choices. Removing the difference between online and offline calls will improve competition. Transparency will put downward pressure on prices, further reducing the cost of communication. I thank you, Chairman, and the members of the committee.
Thank you very much, Councillor Bass. for the presentation of this carbon around this important item. I want to repeat what I said about manifesto. Stop there. Asia, the department made the presentation, and members asked a lot of questions around the presentation of the department. Probably to allow the department to respond, and then see whether there's something which is supposed to be responded to by the resident. And then members, they want to ask questions before that, which might confuse sometimes. But if they want to do that, members want to post any questions especially for the resident. Can I return? Or are you seeing one of the students? Can I return? One of the second?
I thought it was going to appropriate shape to first deal with the first questions that I raised. Because, like the incident, all the people have been answering. Then if there are issues that are directly that can tell us a little bit about the decision that we need to do.
That's the last question. That means probably she also respond and see what's left for the red data. Honorable Chief, go ahead for that.
Yes, sir. I would like to, before constituting from recording, two separate answers to questions. We know what the DSC standards and the process standards. I don't see having the same answers.
Thank you. Good question.
Firstly, it seems to me that this is really a phenomenon that all parties in the committee agree to something, and this is across the communities, which is the point you were making at the beginning. We've got a committee of the regulator and the operator. It's a matter for the country, for the economy, for the people as a whole. Also, I want to take this opportunity on behalf of us to congratulate the portfolio committee for the public hearings you had on a very important issue, which I think also created, if you like, some sort of atmosphere within which ICASA could do what we finally did. We want to say very clearly that we support, and we said it on record, what ICASA has done. We said that we believe that what they have done is best for the country's interests, but of course, we'd like to see these rates contribute to consumers and businesses paying less to communities and benefiting economic growth and job creation over time. The high cost of communities, as you know very well, has deterred foreign investments, and also global domestic, local domestic investment. And our view is that these rates provide a greater competition as we know, and we expect this will lead over time to reduction in the cost of communities. Now, we understand that the past have consulted with the parties concerned. And we did see with them to accept the outcome of the regulation. We think, yes, some of them may lose in the immediate term, but they will gain in the short and longer term. If the economy grows, if jobs are created, their customers will lose more of their services. And in fact, this is not really what's happening here. It's not in our view serving just the interests of the poor and just the poor. It's not a generous magnanimous gesture on the part of operators to accept this. They're going to start the economy as well, the private sector, the small businesses. And we think that this has been exactly what helped us South Africa quite the broadband policy, especially as plan which is to the next. So we welcome, we think trust has been very good. We have not subscribed to this, but our view is that what they've done is in the country's interest. Also, I think that while Kent has been aware of the need for the operators to secure a reasonable rate of return, they have to read it, and they have to provide to their shareholders and so on. But I read this, the others are here, I guess, but they don't know, more questions, maybe a little more. I read this paper, what's worth, one of the operators got 13.2 billion loans in the previous financial year. Somebody says to his expert that South Africa, India, and one of the countries are the three top countries on which it is legal for an investment for a certain time. So it's not as if You know, they you run to the ground and I think it's from the portfolio from which I over the topic that operators shouldn't get a good rate on Sunday. They are very good ones by all accounts. I hope they are listening because a lot of the questions directed to the department are really directed to the operations. For example, of course, I live 5 minutes away from here in a ministerial state. I cannot get often calls from particularly up to 14 times going to the office to get some. In Swahili, I live in the ministerial state. The person next to me, the deputy minister from Ben, he gets to Musayam. I get signals for around a third of the time that I need. So we're all in this boat. I can understand the frustrations of members, but I'm not sure exactly what is expected of the department. Because we have limited powers. In the first instance, if you pass out a regulator, not the department, we can do so much and no more. We committed ourselves in August last year to dealing with the issue of cost of communication. We brought all the parties together, including CAT on the 26th of September. On the 1st of August, we also said we look at TikTok. In October, we did that. That issue, as you recall, we reported on the 1st of November, where we said there was agreement that there is no need amongst the parties. They were attended the TikTok workshop on a change of the policy straight to 2015. So we did what we said we were going to do. I'm not sure what more is expected from us. In a situation where we cannot do more than welcome what you have done. So when people say nothing must have changed, it seems to us that things have because they have just finished one of the most significant mobile termination regulations, which is quite a significant reduction in the mobile termination rate and provides asymmetry, which is, I think, the portfolio commission and the department is the same one thing. Now, I think that one point raised is, what can we do? Is there something wrong with the legislation? Now, here, we can regulate retail prices. But what we can do, maybe, is in the green paper process, this issue arrives. We bring the green paper to industry. But I think this is a special position in the new time, whether it's here, on taking people through the green paper. But these issues arise from the green paper. What legislative amendments do we need to make to ensure that we can, as a department, without making market decisions and without eroding the distinct and constitutionally tenable role of data, prod and push and through policy directors and through legislation from which those policy directors go up, further reduce the cost of community. The only thing on which it seems to me we didn't realize, and that's a fair criticism, is the transparency on the pricing. And the reason we didn't do that was a sober one, it seems to me, which is because we let the mobile termination rates work out and cut the finish. And then we'll put this issue on the agenda. What can perhaps do, assumably in the new term, seriously in discussion with the committee, is bringing forward the deadline we have given in slide, the deadline, maybe. We can bring those forward in consultation with you. I'm not sure which slide I mentioned, but anyway, there's room for something, I think you may rush. The deadline is what goes to 2015 and so on. But I would imagine, by the time the committee is constituted, it's probably like late May. So that is one of the reasons why. I think we can certainly around that do more. That's definitely reasonable to me. On the issue of the green paper, we also should say that the figures that are here in regards to the availability of broadband and so on, and I see with the department, our main source is called Africa Connect, broadband policy strategy that can integrate in another actually consistent. That's the most part of research. So we can take to do the broadband availability and so on. On the green paper itself, we got a capacity on the 4th of December to approve the delivery of public comments on the green paper. So on the 6th, we decided not to clutter the gazetted the broadband policy and the gazetted digital migration. Then we got lifting people from time. So in January, we gazetted the green paper. We had 30 days in which to respond, which is the 24th of February. subsequent to which, not the key stakeholders, the process to say, you know, it's a long paper, 92 plus pages, 30 pages not enough, so we we sent out a press statement on Friday, which on Thursday, what we carried on was to be sent in the online, to say we extended it for 30 days and we'll get it by the afternoon in England, extending it to the 24th of March. In the meanwhile, however, on the 3rd of March, we will have national public hearings in Johannesburg, and then we've got a program. We are confronting at the moment with the NEC's and provinces. Because it's not for us to come from the top in Paris. We want the crowd has to be involved. We want the state owned companies to be there. We want, you know, the CASA to come. Now, in this election time, that in the provinces where there are members in this committee, we'll be very soon to take a square day and attend these hearings. These will be given to the portfolio committee within the next 10 days. The letters have gone out, I think, they'll go out today or tomorrow, so that this can come to these public hearings. The aim is to finish the public hearings by early April. After which, I think it will be the incoming executives. The panel will prepare on the basis of these public hearings. We have started a meeting which we had a meeting with Kata on the green paper, and we start a meeting with SADC in the next 2 weeks. We would like to control the portfolio committee in the restraint of your time, so that before the 3rd of March, the key stakeholders are getting to the price of the game. In any case, on the panel, the key stakeholders are representation. So, relationship that you participate to the extent that next member can. The aim would be, when the new public administration comes in, let's say, by July, we should give them enough time, we'll have a discussion document that is based on that green paper, following which gets to the incoming administration decide how it would be in the committee. I mean, the department to say when they want the white paper. But we would imagine it's reasonable to suggest that you have a white paper by the third quarter of this year, after which will come legislation. But what we are very keen is that the portfolio committee actively engages with the process, because we have a lot of experience. And we value it, and we think it will be very helpful if you participate. On the specific question people have raised, there was more heads and houses within Parliament. I'm sure that DM CSDG and others can buy a lot of reply, but maybe the DM wants to say something. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair, Honourable Member. Thank you very much, Minister. Maybe let me just start with the response by question from Honourable Montani. One of the key things that we would like to achieve on the with regard to the National Broadband Policy, which we call the Hakati Kashamet, it makes reference to four key strategies, that is the digital opportunity, readiness, speech, and development. One key deliverable in the policy is with regard to school connectivity, which is a key program led by the Deputy Minister. And what we are looking for as government is the combination of the supply and the demand approach, where government becomes the anchor tenant and subsidize some of the connectivity. So what we are saying is that based on our analysis is that unless government intervenes in the supply and the demand approach, then the situation that we have will just continue to grow at a small pace. So this is a key issue, and there's already been interaction with the National Treasury with regard to the funding of broadband to say how do they assist us to look at the funding of broadband, both from a supply point of view, but a critical is also from the demand point of view. So the key ministries that we are working with to assist us with regard to the implementation of broadband is the Department of Basic Education with regard to the school connectivity, the Department of Health with regard to the formation of the health centers. The second issue also that I would like to raise from also Honourable Matambi is the issue of the high cost. And when we raise the uptake and use of ICT, that they can be accessed through a mobile device, which is a key aspect. And what I think our view is that two key issues what that we're looking for is the uptake and usage. The usage to use with the fact that you've got someone who's got a device, but unfortunately because of the issue of the cost, they are limited in how often they utilize it. But hence, the importance of what ICASA is doing, because what ICASA is doing, it actually would contribute substantially to the usage of an IDT. But also to support the importance of the mobile device or the smart device, which is also a measure that is also in the manifesto of the Green Party, to ensure that schools are provided with smart devices, because these are critical devices that will assist us as governments to bridge digital divide. So the issue of smart device and the cost is really very critical component. And one of the key interventions that is already in action with the Department of Trade and Industry is what are the benefits that we can realize as a country from the industrial development point of view. Can I take the next question?
Thank you. I'm just going to deal with the question from Honorable Rohan around the comparison between boards and data in the slide 17 and 18. Those comparison figures speak to boards only, and we do not have comparative data that looks at the data market sizes, as it were. But what we understand is the views that you have expressed with regards to this. Honorable member also asked about national roaming and whether this intervention is going to affect the international roaming. I think here, the response is that the national roaming is something that the CASA can specifically look at, and this is what we are advocating that they look into national roaming figures as a claim. International roaming happens within regions wherein you find that the operator one-on-one meet with other operators. In markets like the EU, for instance, those kinds of groupings. In the subject, there is an initiative that is looking at harmonization of roaming within SADC, which was supported by the ICU. So it's those kinds of framework that can support reducing, of course, specifically for international roaming. But it is quite a lengthy process, and that requires some of the other institutions to get involved in that. So, Professor, I think the issue about the CASA capacity from Honorable Bissouma, I think maybe CASA can respond to that one specifically. Also, around the benefits for rural people when the interconnection rates are reduced in the manner proposed by CASA, I think CASA can also respond to that specifically. The issue of spectrum, I think Minister has clarified that issue very specifically. Generally on the issue of investments, attracting foreign direct investment, I think just to amplify what has been said, the government policy actually is giving that kind of a framework where people are clear what is expected out of them to invest in infrastructure and services in the country. So this is quite a key deliverable. The fact that the government policy is very clear on the open access model, on the reshaping of the market around that, and on the spectrum allocation. So this gives the direct strategy to investors in this particular market. And I think it's a very good step to take. So as it is, as I said, of course, and hence the problem is about the need for expansion of infrastructure network, because infrastructure is not particularly covering the country as it like, especially if you want to implement this measure that is in the broadband policy. So more is needed to roll out the network. Of course, I can also say that over the years, the mobile operators have been trying to improve their infrastructure so that they address the top policy issue. And there's been a consortium that has been looking at the network from Johannesburg to Cape Town here. But more investment is still required in the case of broadband, both fixed and wireless networks. So, Chairperson, I think in the main, that would be the response that I want to see.
Thank you very much, Sushi. One of the key issues that you also, I think, was raised by it was the issue of the poor ranking, which is as a result of a number of issues. But one critical issue that results in us being reported as not as we were, is the issue of the law of nature, which we have already interacted with the council to see how can we address this. But I think what we are saying is that it's important for us as a country to ensure that we collect the data so that it is provided to the ICU, so we are able to reflect correctly in terms of where we are. But we also know that there are also areas where we are listening to the focus. So it's a combination of things that we really need to deal with, including the implementation of the broadband policy. The issue of the Committee of Service, I think Tessa will deal with that. It was also presented by the Councillor about when she presented. But the next issue that I think we can also address is the importance of sharing, and which also is related to what Chamber was presenting on the importance of the broadband regulation study. Because what the study really aims to do is to look at what are the input costs that contribute to the cost of broadband. And the showing results in certain components in terms of the reduction of the input cost, which is the input cost. So this is what we kind of take into consideration when they look at things like you know, market and the cost model on when they and deal with the regulations. I think that's covered as for now. Some of the issues I think that we have not responded to this thing with the regulation.
Thank you. Thank you, Tishi, and the Minister, and Kathy for their responses. I see I've got the hands which I had before. For questions in CASA, which was for Honorable Shin, Kilian, Aina, and Tan. I don't know whether you want to make follow up or you want to ask the question to the regulator. Okay.
Not sure if it's a question that we did indicate in CASA would answer, but I specifically wanted the department's view on the time validity of data bundles relative to the consumer. Either the view, the opinion regarding those two issues, or one issue in view of the consumer.
Oh, the push calculation, okay.
The culture has a consumer division. Also, the issue is specifically a market issue that CASA can actually deal with. So that's CASA to do that, otherwise that's our own personal views. And we don't have any specific policy pronouncements on that. But this is an issue that we have raised in the slide about the African rates which are observed are very high, and that speaks to Arab states' concerns specifically. So,
thank you. It has been not four or so questions which are directed to you so that you can respond the next one to the next question.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to know how the size of the market is determined. I mean, you say, you know, each company has 6% of the market. Who actually does that research, and how is it determined? And will that research be constantly updated? Because you're going to be having people charging different rates. At what stage do you kick in and say, okay, guys, you're no longer entitled to the advantage of asymmetry? Is there an incentive to stay below 3% of market share because of the favorable rates? And because if you look at, we've got four mobile players now, so if they're all equal now, there's 25% of the market each, I think it's higher than I think. And if you get another one, you know, that you can all, you know, divide the pie, 20%, you can all benefit from the lower rate. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether this is going to introduce any kind of instability and a kind of whole lot of reaction, much to the industry, probably not just to expensive industry. But just wanting to know, where the, if this is profitable, and if there's going to be a sunset clause on the asymmetry rate. should we not all just be aiming for, you know, committing for rush as soon as possible? When will the regulations with the details of extraditing memo be available from your government budget announcements? And do we really have accurate insight into the global termination rate? Do we really know what it costs? I mean, and if so, how has that been calculated? And how open has the software companies been in giving you that information? I assume that haven't. That'll be exactly it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to the interconnection regulations, there appears to be a misalignment between fixed and mobile frequencies for smaller operators. This position clearly strengthens the competitive position of the smaller mobile operators as opposed to the smaller fixed line operators. Can you explain the rationale behind this? Then also, the gradual drop in the incentive for smaller mobile operators, but the sudden drop in the fixed line after 2040. What again is the justification for this from a both a regulatory point of view and a legal point of view? And then, Chairperson,
with regard to the factual presentation, a number of members, including the Minister, have indicated the either lack of signal or bad signal. And yet, in our report, the history from 1993 to 2010 indicates a population coverage of 95%. One would like to know how that is measured, given the problems that the population is large and in vast, not only urban areas, but particularly outside of urban areas. How can we expect a fear like this when what one experiences on the ground says something different? Even with the aggressive coverage of 78% in such, given the actual experience and what we have, not only in this committee today, but certainly in the public hearings. Then on slide 60, there was a whole slide about what it will expect. And then there's two bullet points with a number of other reduction in barriers, etc. Now, I've got my own opinion on this, but I want to put it in pause. Can you actually tell us that the expectations as outlined there were met? And Mark, can you also indicate to us in which respect you believe that they have been met? And then lastly, Chairperson, I don't know, it's not really a question, I'm just looking at this slide 33, and from another slide as well, where, I mean, because I correctly said the market remains, according to ineffective competitors. I would like to say that it's in fact not ineffective, ineffective competitors. It's certainly not competitive. This implies that it's competitive, but it's sort of inefficient. Based on the information that we've got, it is in fact no competition. So that is really just a comment. I don't expect an answer on that. Then, and this is my last question, Chairperson. On slide 38, for the 2014-15 plan, you spoke there, there's two bullet points, and you spoke about the on-edges, off-net, you spoke about transparency. But you then had length of promotion, of time of promotion. And I didn't get any explanation about what is your plan in terms of the length of time of promotion. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Katana. Thanks, Chair. Maybe if I go to the questions when you answer, if you can speak into them. I get time from my side, it's very difficult to touch all the words. I hear the DPT Director General say you've answered about Vietnam TV on a lighting here. Especially where we have skills and we are covered as the government of Vietnam. The other issue I wanted to raise was, you know, consciously discussing all this and why we're putting emphasis. We know that the ANC government approach is that in order to grow the economy as big as we need to grow it for our society to create the necessary jobs, and to also combat poverty, countries were focused on infrastructure. This came out very clear in the Astiza and Gita. And there they said we need engineers in Astiza. And in Gita, that we need. Still, in that these other mentioned facilities, later we should come into communication, as well as the facilities in Western Economy, rail and road, there's no cost, airport and sea cost, water and electricity, and whatever we say. By 2020 we shall spend about 1 trillion. I was reading it for the first time, this was 3 billion, because at my school those numbers were not there, that was 3 billion. So they said we shall spend 1 trillion rent in building power station in South Africa. So by now, for example, if you go to Soweto, we know Soweto, all the car roads, all the roads are bad. There is no more dusty roads in Soweto. You can measure it, you can see it in our society, it's happening. But so we are thinking about signal, which is true, because in the urban area, though there are houses and car roads, but for example, from here to the station, you can see if it was trees and rocks, it would be a mountain. Is that the mountain is not visible easily because now the houses, pavement, beautiful homes, nicely watching up and down instead of lights, you can see the mountain. But the point is in the arid area, the terrain is not necessarily flat. There are mountains which are not inadequate because they have been developed into a modern city or so. So we emphasize in these questions because they are so basic for the development of the economy. And of course, this dynamic focus that we need in this country to stabilize that country. And I think I really did not hear about the background people and whether universally. I mean, electricity that has been in the South Africa is 75%. And it's a shift even when you go to the rural areas. But this one, as regards communication, infrastructural facilities, especially as regards spectrum, we keep on hearing complaints about it. If you could hear it, especially about students,
thank you, Honorable
thank you. Honorable Ruta.
Thanks, Secretary Director. You know, Secretary, I went out at some stage maybe and my question has been answered and I wasn't here, but I actually indicate that my question was based on the fact that we are transforming into an information society based on IT. Thus, I asked the question about the unequal access to IT. I thought some of you need to take their time to respond to this, because there is really a divide between those who have access to the global information and those who are not. I just needed to understand whether you are dealing with the gaps that I think is question. And secondly, I expected the answer that you get must indicate to us that you are part of the people and we understand what is happening. You know, I think in the society.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a good question. It's a lot of to be with you. Actually, I started this presentation discussing the issues that we thought maybe when the response will tell us what are the opportunities and the challenges. We have sent for the ICT policy review panel. So we start with the department. What are your contribution plans? Also, in most of your countries, they have not provided the services of the state. They have reversed the numbers that we are referring to them in this presentation. Besides that, we are dealing with the cost to communicate with the if the skill sets are relevant to the list. Coming to the Ikasa presentation, Ikasa, you seem to be on the right track, and I'm not saying this was the only time, but I think it's time you need to publish this type of information on the site to rebuild the investors' confidence. On slide 25 of your presentation, why do you continue to allow low and unstoppable promotion? Is there a plan to place some like for such promotion? And then can you please explain what you mean by any change for the competition please? Why did operators address the reduction on NDR including the asymmetric in 2010 without conducting the review? Do you see the trend in the media? Why is it now that that's an issue for some likely to complain publicly and about the current NDR concern in the media? What could be the problem? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was the last time I left. There are some issues with well the state departments, even if I saw the things have changed or before Minister, Honorable Lali.
Thank you, Chairperson. Also, one question from this question for an agent, the question that has been asked. What I want to know is, why is this coverage measure? Because I think we have already the same case. There is less of coverage there. Most of the areas have no coverage at all. In the that I am one of those who are is afraid to say that I'm in communication committee because we are lacking of this coverage.
Thank you very much. The one is apologize if you couldn't hear me from the technology, but on the skills management of TV or those who will reply, on the other issues you raised with the total agreement, is concerned now with the issues around ICT infrastructure that were previously dealt with by ASIS and the previous economic policy framework. Secondly, on the issue of the digital divide, on the one hand, we're very clear that if we develop our ICT sector and we strengthen our information society and knowledge economy, if we do what they NGP and ADP, we will substantially reduce inequality. I mean, 1.38% growth rate is slow. From a 10% condition of broadband, I don't know how important it is to get going as far as ICT is concerned. But we're equally aware that the digital divide means that if we do not manage the development of the ICT sector properly, the gap between the rich and the poor, between the developed and developing nations, will exacerbate. So we're acutely aware of the need to ensure that ICT doesn't increase inequalities, which is what we do, increase the gap between the connected and not connected, between the haves and have-nots. And that's the role of all of us, like GOC, the Parliamentary Committee anymore, and the Carter. On the issue of coverage, I don't know if it's a very good question, I can't answer that from the remote, but I was in Lostock this weekend, and we had a training in the BC system. I want to tell you the Minister of Communications, the issues come up. We can't use our cell phones and so on. So my whole view about the statistics that I see on paper are that they exist. My whole experience as a constituent MP, 1994, and they don't measure with what one experiences. Not this year, 5 minutes away from this parliament. So I think it's a very safe decision to ask that the ADO team must work on this matter. I hope the mobile operators are listening today. Because there's no like safe old mobile operator. But I'm curious to me really ask questions that somehow he or she can do something. And if we do something, we need legislative power to do so. So there's no state-owned company that's a mobile operator. Now, some of us have that disposition, but it's not going to happen. So the next big thing is, on the skill set, I think the department will answer, on the issue of the more precise, what we're going to do, and we're going to do that. So when we see whether it's in the department, I think we should fine tune the targets. For my part, I'm done. And I thank the committee sincerely for the useful contribution. And I hand over to then answer quickly the two or three concrete questions that are outstanding. The confirmation plan is probably more than what we know, which is, and this is what I get, what do you add in the panel to represent the cross-section of industry, business, government? You're familiar with that, the block, obviously. We had 10 minutes, we had a training paper, which did it. Much of the comments that we got around the training paper and the discussion were inserted into the green paper. The green paper was presented, as I said, on the 24th of January. We now have a much more national public day on the 1st, but a national provincial day. Now, if you think, and also we are simultaneously meeting you, as I told you, the state of the company is strong. So if there are other ideas you've got, we're also asking for your participation. We would like a special workshop with you. What else you want us to do? Tell us, we'll do it. We really want the green paper. We try to convert it into indigenous languages. We're producing a popular form of it with a 30 pages latest coming on our website. If there are other ideas you've got, we're limited by this, but what I learned from the department last week is like the ACC, it's a wonderful interactive thing. Now we don't unfortunately have the money, but hopefully after the 1st of April. And remember, we're going to do a discussion document and a white paper. So if you've got any ideas, if you can just email it to the department or the people currently there, we're very happy to include it. Thank you.
So thank you very much, Minister. In terms of the coverage, I will just answer it from my own design and understanding, because maybe what is for the mobile operator. In terms of how the mobile operator or any operator would design the network, it depends on the capacity of your, let's say for example, if it's fixed, it will depend on the capacity of your exchange, the telecom exchange, in terms of how many copper lines you'll be able to take. So let's say for example, your exchange is around 2,000 lines. It means that your capacity can only do 2,000 lines. From the telecom exchange, you can only do 2,000 cables into the home. It's a similar understanding except for in the mobile, what you have is you for the base station, but you don't have a dedicated line into a person's home. Through a mobile connectivity, the base station will have a certain amount of capacity, and that capacity can only accommodate that certain number of people. So if you've got more people in that area, what the mobile operator should be doing is redesigning the network to bring in more electricity so that you can accommodate more. What general operators can do, they can use to build in such a way that people can compete for the concession, hence why they should have drop cost. Because it's more is that operators should be upgrading the network to accommodate more users in there. So it's more about how they do their own dimensional design comparing with revenue stream. So if you can say the method that I think the operators should be able to have the issue of the skill set, Honorable Mitchell, I do not fully understand whether the skill set about the department or in the sector. I think this one I would want to get more clarification. On the consultation plans, I think the Minister has spoken to, but we can provide the data to the Minister in terms of the consultation program that will be undertaken. Okay.
I think it's interesting. I think the issue of ICT skills set in the country, generally speaking. I think over the years, we have had a situation where the Department of Science and Technology has prioritized the need for ICT and engineering skills broadly. When the Research and Development Strategy was adopted, it was also aiming to introduce engineering skills in this field. And this would include the spectrum engineers who are actually in the STAR skills area in the country. So there is definitely a need for more ICT skills in the sector, but more specifically, it is about transformation in this particular area. As you know, the area to competent in that field, mathematics and physical science are a basic requirement. So I think Honorable Pekan is right. There is a shortage of spectrum engineers generally. But we have observed that operators, because they are able to pay more competent salaries for this kind of skills, those are also available in the sector, generally speaking. So the emphasis is more on transformation to ensure that the previous disadvantaged groups are able to enroll in the field of spectrum engineering field for further studying as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
E-Cursor.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to talk a little bit on that, the roaming component of our networks. This project was given to us by DOC. We drove this program, you know, from DOC, we drove it to Angola, we took it to Botswana, we wired it up going to Mauritius, and the last stop was in Lesotho, where all the ministers adopted, you know, the lowering of roaming price. We were able to bring it to about 15 cents. So as if you call a subject, all ministers agreed that the roaming price should be 15 cents. One of the things that we observe, that I think, my minister, you must encourage our honorable members of the portfolio committee to also play an observer status along the roaming element, because when they discuss these matters, our portfolio committee is not represented. And I think we would need greater representation, just as you have it at ICU. But when you are in Geneva, you are there, and you are also making an impact. Now, because there, that kind of leadership is not in there, after discussions and websites are formulated, that concept is not developed further. And we would appreciate if you could also assist, us, because all the regulators are there too, from SADC, to say, if you say 15%, how are you enforcing that? You know, because without that enforcement, as Honorable Stein has said, it just becomes empty words. We need to try and find ways of enforcing that. The remaining answers on consumer, GASA is extremely weak in consumer affairs. We went to FCC and we are right now sitting two of our councillors. They are in England, yeah, to look at what Ofcom is doing in FCC regarding consumer affairs. And this is one area where I think with our new CEO, it's one area that needs to be revamped so that we come up with ways of providing information in vernacular languages. You know, that's item one. What kind of follow-up do we have? None, thus far, in terms of information here. What kind of referral components do we have? Almost none at the moment. But those are the things that we have to begin and work hard to develop. So your points are highly well taken. You are right, even we who live in subjugated areas, you know, my palatial home is in Bedford, but when you step out, you still get white spaces in there. So the same problem that you have in Jabavu or in White City, the same problem that you have in urban areas. And again, these are the things that Ikara cannot solve these problems alone. but we have now some seminars in the University of Joint Preservation to try and educate consumers, you know, that ICT is human rights, it's not something that is just an appendage. And I know that ICASA cannot do it alone, but when we work in concert with other Chapter 9 institutions, etc., this area can be solved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheikh. Mr. Nandar, I will answer some of the questions, but there's no background question that we need to be judged by the CEO and the chief. I will address the first question that was asked with respect to the presentation was the service providers intended to challenge our decision and the concern that we have seen reports director such that this is an intention. Today we did receive the letter from one of the operators, which is being doctor Susan, which was supposed to respond to by 12 o'clock, but our legal chief is dealing with the two issues indeed happening as we speak at the office. And the next question actually is that as well is what are the implications of a court decision to end the We, at this point, we do not want to preempt what would be the implications, because it could depend what process are they following, whether they're following the if they're following a certain process, there might be an implication. If they just want to review the regulation, then the our regulation stands up until the court has set them aside or set them back to at the time of the court makes that decision. And unfortunately, that will have an impact directly on the, especially the smaller operators such as Qualcomm and Chelsea, and then it will have an impact to end users that have to those network operators. Then the next question was, does CASA have capacity to regulate monitor compliance? And on this on the one that deal with capacity and skills in relationship, all of those are integral to the CEO, also respond to those courses, the one who has running the business or the within CASA. Then I will move to the last question on slide 20. That is section applies to the fact because whether where our expectations met, in what respect it is not met, this is in our private services and you can address it. In actual fact, almost all of our expectations were not met. If you're looking at the first one, there's a reduction in the barriers to entry for competitors in competing for a broader spectrum of the retail market, that is smaller and expected to move away from the pure niche retail market focus towards a greater overall participation in the market of service to all consumers. It's there, but it's not quite there because it shows the smaller operators still focused on the type of customer. The second one is the reduction in the price charge to an end user for a book and for a situation to a mobile location. This happened in 2018. I said it before, in the sense that how the expectation was the recent mobile operators did not attend the waiver to fixed line operators. So a corporation such as Telcom could not sustain the discussion, so they only did it for clearance. And we could include in dynamic pricing packages of voice calls to network of like in people opportunities to a mobile location. We only started seeing this on the smaller operation. Actually if we include 8 hours like 16, we've seen that only the smaller operation has done this. Other bigger operators are actually concerned more about promotion. But it's one of our slides, and it's a depth of that and then we're asked to explain the long term of what does it mean, long term of promotion, the term of promotion. What we see in the Jakarta is that a promotion will come. The same promotion, which just comes in, the same time, another institute. And then if it becomes starting out, because the promotion can not be more than the structure of the regulation. Then the pattern, the license will stick the next 6 months and come up with serious interest in the same promotion, but under a different name. But even not here, we can see that the promotion, this is the very same promotion that has been. This is almost misleading consumers. Because we try to keep on changing around promotion, and it's very prevalent in the cruising market. The other issue that you have asked was on license 3 on effectively competitive. This is an effective language set. And what most of the team that you can actually imagine is the language that's not consistent. The special language is ineffectively competitive. So we really need that language. And then on the issue of greater than 95% in terms of coverage. This is both coverage. There's a slight difference in how we're dealing with coverage. It's not talking about quality of service. It's talking about how much the network is in the country. You see people giving you quality edge. So, but it does not mean that it doesn't talk to quality. And to that end, it has on the 23rd January published the draft regulation on end-user service charter. It's the quality, it sets the parameters for quality of service. Still in the draft stage, by expecting comments on it, because we noticed that these are the complaints that we're getting from quality of service. And in this draft regulation, we are proposing remedies for consumers that they may get if there are challenges of the quality of service. And then the other slide was a slide by Anders McCready. The question that Honorable Chairman asked was, why is there an issue on cost initiative now? I think the more presentation is less of the 2010. Actually, that's the last part of that. That in 2010, as we set out the pattern, we did a consultation starting in 2007, and that one was a binding. The only difference that we see that people have an issue with is the concept that operators like to use called light touch regulation. The strength of contact is ever had, but all those things, all touched nicely. So in 2010, the reduction was not as big as the reduction now. The symmetry was not as big as now. But we were pushing as a solution. We are saying that we had agreed on the principles in 2010. Because we had a principle of how what we should do regulation moving forward. We never agreed to the light touch regulation that everyone seems to advocate. So the difference then is that people, the bigger licensees expected a comfortable reduction. And then Honorable Member asked the target people thinking, I'm not a technical person, I would use the technical people to deal with those questions. There was a question on whether our process is a proof of flesh, whether this is the root cause, or is this because we have really private sector. It's a combination of factors for us. Our process is taking very long. I just call this thing. I mean, started at 2005, by now people have reached 50. It turns out that any other government agency has to, in order for us to make decisions, we rely on information that we get from
like our country. This request for information with parent consultation, it has workshops, the minister has workshops, all the flood line of information that we get some information. We do get some, we have to get it in a question that you have to look for answers. So it's very long. It's very, and it takes a lot of the time of the team. It's Parliament, so we do some intelligent time when we have money, we have access to, private investment reports. South Africa is, the minister is already here, is one of those markets. It's nice to just take a big mobile network operation. And the third thing that people always look at is that Telkom from 1994 up until the time which has been 2010, Telkom was effectively subsidizing the mobile network operation. And MTN and the Vodacom were the biggest politician in this regard. And now when Telkom comes up with an app called Telkom Mobile, and as a regulator, we want to have the same quality of similar quality of service and consideration, there are issues with that because now we are in a competitive environment. So, Honorable Shin has just reminded to ask a question or when will the explanation be available. We did publish it on the 4th of February, and explained we have sent it to the members of the portfolio committee with the regulation. So we did publish it. It's attached to it, that's right. Okay, that's a great one. I asked that you all and Peter and Chris, especially with the capacity and spectrum issues. And the national events issue, possibly the show will touch more on this. Member, I ask specifically to the department, I've talked from outside, what is seen in research. What is seen is that, it's actually, what we are doing is insisting that it's a tourist cluster, it's focused on itself in terms of what the term has. Elsewhere, it's not that. So we may, but it's not our assessment, we may want to look at how we do the security cluster in this society as cluster, but that decision has not been made yet. The very sensitive issue that we're saying is the economic side assessment and the process concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Honourable members, I'll just add on the immediate issue that comes in the fact was raising on the spectrum page and it depends on a particular view. It depends on all the stuff there about 193 million rands. Even if we ask the defense force to pay that money, essentially we're asking the national defense force to go to the national treasury and ask them for 193 million rands. They get the money. They give it to the CASA, then the CASA gives it back to National Treasury. Essentially. So is this really an appropriate way to recover that? What we may have to look at is perhaps, because for the SHS and security generally, they don't use spectrum for generation money, do they? They use spectrum for security purposes. So perhaps the charging methods should go that is different. Purely because we have to help us make sure they are not interfering on the spectrum that they use. So there's a cost of administration of that interference that they need to deal with. There is an issue around drop calls that tend to happen. Perhaps what I may suggest, Honorable Chair and members, is an engagement with operators to determine exactly what level of investment has been made in the last 2 years. But from where I sit, what some of the things we've seen is that it has simply been an upgrading of network from the existing 3G to LTE, all sites are now LTE enabled, maybe focus of that was on that, and that it advises there's not necessarily investment in new infrastructure, but in enhancing the old infrastructure. It might also be the coverage, the greater than 95% coverage is related to Fuji, which is the Fuji network. It is possible that there's lesser and lesser investment in Fuji, with the resultant more investment in Fuji, of which all that Fuji, when somebody is not getting the appropriate call or depending on the type of call that they are using, then it results in this drop cost. Some of the things that we've heard is that in the with smartphones that are prevalent in the networks now, is that the nature of smartphones that they continuously interrogate the network. They are not exactly static, so they can cause a lot of congestion as a result of that. On the capacity, the question that was asked on capacity to recover as a monitor compliance, we do a lot in compliance monitoring. However, in answering the question whether we have capacity to do that or not, I would venture to say I think there's little capacity. It's not adequate. And the relation to that is actually the fact that the essence of the way we've been requesting information at a regulator in a number of areas, the Russian policy is simply added to our nightmare, because it requires us to collect a lot of data in order to be able to know exactly what is happening in the sector. But it's the same thing with the quality of service monitoring, in that you need to continuously get that data to help people that can maintain and analyze that data. It may require a totally different skill set than the skill set that exists. When you take a vehicle and go out and look at the network, outperform, make call, all, may not necessarily work going into the future. So it relates to the future. See, if we consider that part of the requirement in broadband is that somewhere we'll have to do an assessment of does particular school have the 10 megabits per second required by the broadband policy? Do end users have 5 megabits per second and user that is required? And I don't think we have that type of scheme. We will have to talk to institutions or universities and actually acquire those skills and train them to do that. However, it may require us to set a particular base. For instance, we need to have the network in an app in front of us. No, exactly what network is just where and how. We need to be talking to members of the committee when they go to constituencies, because more frequently you find a situation where there's no coverage in a particular area. Operators have applied for a base station, but members are not aware that operators have applied for a base station in a particular area where they are responsible for, where they could have kept. And in that way, in that interlinking, it is possible that we can jointly actually make sure that there is coverage in different areas of our country. So the capacity is limited in that extent. But the capacity to monitor the compliance with issues like is how prices change over time is also related to data collection. Well, see, when you have data from operators in preparation for a review, you ask that data with a specific purpose that you're going to use that data to set exactly what is the level of market share between the different entities. The provision, the way the data is asked, is such that you can make those conclusions on the data supplied from operators and know exactly what operator owns, what market share at different phases. But over and above that, you get that information from the financial statement of operators, they proudly announce how much market share they own, or they have, how much revenue share they've got, And in the process, it allows us to make those conclusions that are necessary to determine whether a particular area is affected or not affected. I'll ask you in the process to talk to the other person. Thank you, Chairman, honourable members. There was a question with regards to how is Barbershare calculated. Barbershare is calculated at the discretion of the authority depending on what we're looking at. So if we're looking at the retail market, we can define the retail market by example how many subscribers you have or how much money you make. It all depends on what the intended outcomes and the expected problems of what this are. In the case of looking at the retail market, it's far more interesting to find how much money you make rather than how many subscribers you have. Subscribers is important, but the subscribers who make money depend on whether you're profitable or not. So we can decide what indicator you want to use. There was another question in terms of, is there an incentive to stay small given the asymmetry? As Honourable Shin did mention, this is a capital intensive industry, so to get into the game is expensive. Therefore, if you do get into the game, you are more than likely to strain for the long term. And this is where it's part of a major determination in terms of the age. We stated that our goal is infrastructure-based competition to support the rollout of competitive infrastructure within the market. And to some extent, this will also address the matter of national roaming, where you have one operator relying on another operator to offer services. Infrastructure-based competition is a situation where that reliance is reduced, and you need to assist those operators, particularly Telkom Mobile, in achieving that goal. That's one of the reasons behind levels of asymmetry. In terms of a sunset clause, the authority has a practice of reviewing our regulations every 3 to 4 years. So that's a well-known practice, and so we will be reviewing the regulations in 3 to 4 years to identify whether they have had the intended impact and what needs to change. Thank you.
Thank you very much, member. The time is 1:15. Or almost 1:15. I see other members are raising their hands. I don't know whether I want to make follow-up on the question, but we need to come to an end. Honourable Steyn?
Yeah, I'm not sure if my question regarding the misalignment in the international regulations was the answer adequately answered, if at all.
Just
as it was said, maybe they can stand up if it doesn't give an answer next time. You know, when we talk about infrastructure, I don't think I'm a national people and personally, because I know we through and Roberts, like empowerment company, I didn't tell us to do those roads. I mean, for example, the road between Gauteng and Limpopo. I hear the Roberts do that, and it's going to own a mechanic for 6 years, recover the assets, and after 6 years, the federal government for that. Some kind of arrangement. I mean, it will be power station in Mexico and in Limpopo also. And one of the biggest power stations, coal generated power station in the world, I know, because attend a company from overseas, because it was said you can be done at a company from enough to build that side of a power station. I mean, if you build a Danish, for example, you can't build a with government because every country will build that, and we may invest in the third place. You then get people who do construction to build these things like we need today. So the infrastructure that we're building, I hear the first time this one thing sequencing private sector is housing them, coaching them. But the point is, I mean, in this country, development is done in partnership between government and private sector. So, naturally, because there are exactly the infrastructure that communication needs. How you do it? Because my understanding is that with all the infrastructure, it is not like you can government and private sector.
Thank you. You can on the question of honorable thing and the comment by honorable president.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. Oh, just forget that question. What we can understand why this is coming shaken. I'm sure you saw that there's a heavy line on top of this line of operator. Almost every network operator in South Africa has an agreement with Telkom in terms of infrastructure. We see Telkom and everyone wants to be such a task as a resource for South Africa. There is, to our mind, how does the good tradition of the combating relationship get together with the information? You can't compare Telkom in terms of infrastructure availability to that of the other network operations. I don't know that I'm making sense, but that's just, I mean, just the economist of answering. I don't know how I think I'm making it more difficult for us. If the internet is for us, we look at, I'm trying to make questions. Any
comments? Chairperson, members, in terms of fixed versus mobile, mobile needs your own infrastructure to offer a service. In terms of fixed, you generally use rent infrastructure from Telkom anyway. So as we said, we made this decision based on infrastructure-based competition. If there's possible the rollout of infrastructure, it suits one market more than it does another. And that's why there is a big difference between the asymmetry available to fixed versus the asymmetry available to mobile. The other point that is important is that we are, by 2016, ensuring that the termination rate between fixed and mobile markets are apparently, which removes that concern as to whether there is any cross-subsidization between markets.
Thank you. You can't give economy class in a committee. Probably there should be some engagement for honorable saying to understand the economy. So I know it's very sharp. Given a family crash course probably after the meeting, you will be able to do it very much in our next meeting. But members probably must come to the conclusion, like we said last week, that it's unfortunate that we don't have that much time to interrogate the issues and see them through. But we hope that our leaders will call to contain all these issues. So that the committee, the big parliament, will be able to continue and monitor the implementation. I must say thank you very much, Minister, and Deputy Minister. We are one of those executive members who always remember that there is a portfolio committee and that is meeting at a certain time. In terms of your attendance and your session, when you are not available to say so, that you are not going to attend because of your unavailability. But I think if we are in a political environment, our goal to say is very interesting when you think that you can ask a gender that can you dispose the hand as a devil. So the devil will never dispose hell because the devil exists to ensure that hell is there or hell exists for the devil to exist. So if you have those people who are making a hell of a profit in a particular market and you think that they can just let profit go, it's never going to happen. They will fight through truth and need because they want to maintain profit. But I think what is good about the whole thing of course to communicate and members is that no one is talking about their business going under.
even those want to challenge, they are challenging that they are going to make less profit. That's all. Not that the business are going to crash or they are going to be a problem. They are challenging because they are going to do a lesser profit as it is a short-term period, whereas in a long-term, the minister is going to take care. They are going to recover their money because more people are going to use, or more people are going to spend more time on their network and so on. So we are in a basic here of reducing the cost to communicate, and people want to defend their current gains at all costs, not using anything, just to reduce the profitability. That all is at stake here. And I think that the regulator has done a very good job. I will echo the words of the sentiment from Narada Mishan. As you say, the cost of this matter, we wish to see you too. It doesn't matter. When you have that 1.2 seats by day, those who can see the bike. So the fact that the body has now does not mean that you can do as you wish. Throughout. At one point, the food is going to catch up with you as you are closing down the state to catch up with those operators that are making a hell of a profit at the same zone. In particular, because the use of NDR is a wholesale market. That's not really a good net profit, you might make profit somewhere else in the retail and so on. But we also respect the analysis. And that's taken across the cost. The cost when they think that probably they're behind saying that would expect that. But from our side of the COVID, I think we've taken the matter to South African, different individual entities and so on. I think that the shortcomings of the regulator is that they don't seem to have a platform where you really talk to South Africa. Because South African does not understand what they are doing. And some of the operators have seen, they are saying what we have done is going to impact on their customers. I don't know how, but that's how they communicate on their propaganda practice. That what you come up with is going to impact on their customers. Now, picking the regulator and the government against the people. That is unrealistic. Don't know what we are doing, and so on. So I think the regulator must find a way to talk to South Africa, not the operators, because that's what I highlighted, that the communication most of the time talks to the operators. Now it seems that they are the final stage. In all what must happen with the market, you don't have the space to talk to South Africa, so that South Africa can understand that it belongs to this person, but there is a fucking of blood like not even vampires, you know, the vampires suck at the same time. They are just fasting all the time, our blood and tea will run dry. That's what they're doing. So they have to be exposed. They survive through the blood of platform, no one complains, and they will get making billions out of platform. Now when you start photos are staying adapt, it's a problem. So these tools need to be called and reviewed. So that if you say go to court in style, but South Africa must understand probably my voice on their feet. It's what we tend to do is say, operators or service providers to know that some of them, they are not patriotic. You see, sometimes there is this word in politics that patriotic. You expect that some of them will be patriotic. But in my dealing with them, I would say, you know, the truth about cost to communicate that they are making money. And yet, they say nothing, they accept the cashing in profit. That's all. Not in that business before lunch, no other trade except the reduction on profit and so on. So that's how they are. We'll see how the matter proceeds, but that I say they for the right to go to us, for the court like everyone else. But from where I am, I wish the regulator can pay its cost. Not for you to tell how much it will be. They can qualify you on a product or a procedure. Let's see how the procedure is. Come to the same conclusion. So that people will know they can play the implementation, but finally the determination will be done by the regulator, and the court will not only the country will tell you how much they can do the procedure to ratify the procedure that is in the case, and come back to maybe a higher conclusion
than the one you have now. Thank you very much for this information. Thank you.
I know. I know. I don't 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 know. I don